This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tite. Great to have you listening today. Less than 24 hours ago, the Kewaunee Power Station in Wisconsin became the first nuclear power plant in this country to be shut down since the late 1990s. Virginia-based Dominion Resources decided to stop producing power at the plant when the utilities which bought the power elected not to renew their contract with Dominion. Ahead of the shutdown, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz spoke with Dominion spokesman Mark Cans about how the process that started yesterday actually takes place.
We'll open the breaker, quit producing electricity to the grid, and then we'll go about actually shutting the unit down. Once we get the unit cooled down enough, we'll move the fuel out of the unit and move that into the spent fuel pool. There are a number of maintenance types of activities that that do need to take place, and all the systems will be drained of water. And then basically you'll see not a whole lot of changes taking place physically here at the site for a good number of years. The mode of decommissioning that we've chosen is called Safe Store. And so what we'll do is all the equipment will go into a dry layup condition, so all the lines will be drained. And that will give some time for the parts that are radioactive to decay over time, and that'll make it much safer and much less expensive to decommission when we get to the part of actually taking buildings apart and that type of thing.
Oh, so really, ultimately, the buildings will come down?
Ultimately, in over a period of 60 years, Dominion
60.
Has 60, 60.
Wow.
Dominion has to return this to a greenfield site. So basically, what that means is it needs to look like the farm fields that were here back in the 1960s, prior to anybody getting an idea about putting a nuclear plant here. So that's the ultimate goal, but the company has 60 years to achieve that.
When would you envision the demolition of those buildings actually coming down? Would that be like 40 years from now, or is it hard to know?
I have a feeling I'll be long gone by then.
I'm sure I will.
Yeah, I mean, it's years and years and years down the road. What will also be happening is we do have the fuel in the spent fuel pool, and ultimately that will be moved out of the spent fuel pool and then to our dry storage pad, which we constructed back in 2009. The fuel that's coming out of the reactor right now is going to be too hot to move outside for a period of probably 10 years. So the spent fuel pool will remain operational for at least the next 10 years and perhaps beyond that in order to keep that fuel cool enough and to get it cooled down enough to be able to move it outside to our dry fuel storage area.
So can you describe that pool and how that operates and how this will be different as it's shut down?
All the fuel that has been used here at Kewaunee since 1974 is still here on site. A very small amount of that has been moved out of the spent fuel pool and out to our dry storage area. So the majority of the fuel that's been used here is still located in the spent fuel pool.
Why is that?
Well, the main reason that it's still here is because it belongs to the federal government. And they have not taken part in their responsibility of finding a suitable storage area for it. Of course, folks know that Yucca Mountain was the chosen method of geological disposal. Most recently, the Obama administration has stricken that from the budget and formed a Blue Ribbon Commission that looked at other options beyond Yucca Mountain and have not implemented any of those options to this point. So we're basically...
Needless to say, it's a very controversial... It worries some people.
It
really slows down the process, right?
To say the least. And you know, now it's become political. And so, you know, I don't anticipate any resolution in sight in the near future. So while the spent fuel remains here on site, we need to take care of it for the federal government until they decide... And the federal government, in this case being the Department of Energy, until they decide that they've got a suitable place to put it.
Mark Cans is a spokesman for Virginia-based Dominion Resources. He spoke with Susan Bentz in March about the process of shutting down the Kewaunee Nuclear Power Station. The plant stopped producing electricity yesterday after nearly 40 years of operation. We'll take a quick break now and then speak with someone who produced power in the water well past her 40th birthday. Five-time Olympic swimmer Dara Torres joins us in just a moment on Lake Effect from WUWM.